to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and I say good afternoon to you. Today's guest, Dr. Adrian Krieg, and we've been talking about the world in which you live and how we got there, and the idea of changing now from the evil empire to terrorism as the charge of evil. So I think this has really been helpful. And how can we ever overcome this war on terror? And we have all these other things to concern ourselves with. And you have indicated also that some things we are to think about and analyze and maybe have exposure to, and the real story of what's happening is kept from us as citizens. I would like you to tell this audience a little bit about your background and some of the books that you have written, and also where they can access information on your very great work. And I appreciate your coming on the air today. And so if we can continue also with our discussion. But first, let's hear a little bit about how you come to write the books that you do and present that will be helpful to others.
Well, I came into this venue, actually, about 15 or 18 years ago when I was asked to do some research for the American Nuclear Society. And it was research on the environmental movement, and that sort of brought me into this. I've written 13 books, I think, so far. I've one that's almost finished now, and I have two others that I hadn't published because I didn't really like them, so I stuck them on the shelf. And my books are available if you want to buy them by phone by calling 800-431-1579. 800-431-1579, but that doesn't do you much good because you don't know much about the books. So the best way to do that is to go to A to Z, that's the letter A, the number 2, and the Zulu, Z, publications.com, A to Z publications.com, and you can then access all of the various books, and some books from friends of mine also. And then you can either order through PayPal at that site, or if you want to and call the 800 number, 800-431-1579, you can order from there using any credit card at all. So in both cases, you can use any credit card. Or if you want to, you can send a check directly to A to Z Publications. You'll find the address on the site, which is A2ZPublications.com. The books deal with many different issues. I wrote a book called Money that deals with the finances and the money issue, explains the Federal Reserves, explains the Forex, it explains all the various markets. And it's called Money a Primer. It's sort of to give you an understanding of what's happening, how the government is managing these things, and how actually the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation, is managing our funds, or maybe better said, mismanaging our funds. Then I wrote Vale, which is the Illuminati and its plans for the future.
And I can hear the music. We'll go to a brief break and be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Okay, listeners, we need to be smarter than ever before. If we have Robert Zoellick in London quoted on April 1, 2009 as telling us that we need to eliminate national sovereignty and impose global governance during his speech at the eve of G20 summit, that's pretty serious. Then translation for me is give global institutions the power to regulate national policy as part of the creation of global government. They're playing poker around that table. Will China give enough? Or what will the Prime Minister Brown keep saying about all this global activity? That's the key word, global. We must be sobered, because Zoellick is outlining the end of national sovereignty and the reclassification of national governments. That's happening as we talk today. We shall be mere underlings to a grand global authority that is accountable to you or me. I say not. The writings and the foundations of the books that Dr. Krieg has provided through these last few years have been commendable and certainly a marvelous thing to have. I have a few of these books. They help you. Dr. Krieg is also a linguist, so he can translate and find things that we might not know. We have Gary in California online to speak with Dr. Krieg. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Gary.
As you guys were discussing where they're taking our jobs and they're shipping them overseas and things of this nature, the way they were able to do that and somewhat get away with it. Now, I'll give you a little example. You know, if I go to work each day at this factory gives me a paycheck. Out of that paycheck, I'm taxed, and then I take the money that I have left from them taxing me, and I spend it in my community, and that money is taxed, so it is called cash flow. okay? And that company I'm working for pays taxes also here for whatever product they put out. They you know, that product is taxed, and it continues to go back. Well, this is why they used to have what they called an import tax, TURF. And what happens is that TURF made up for the depletion of the money that would be taken if we bought stuff from overseas. And then when it came in, it was taxed, so it'd make up that deficit. Well, what they did, it appears like under Bush Senior and some of the others, was take away that TURF to where now they call it free trade, where you can come in here and just use our market, the United States market, and it don't cost you a dime. Well, the corporations here say, wait, we can't compete with that. So what we're going to do is we're going to move over to China because they said we could do that, and then we'll make the product, have the products made over there with cheap labor, able to come into this market here in the United States and not have to pay hardly any tax and sell the product. Well, what this does is it tears down our tax base from the TURF, and it also takes away our jobs, takes away all of our stability. And when you mention this to any of the other talk show hosts out there, your mainstream ones, they say, oh, that's protectionism, and they have all kinds of things, and they jump in, so it shows how they're bought.
Well, Gary, let me tell you an additional to what you said issue that is very interesting. You know, I manufactured for 37 years. Let me tell you, when I began manufacturing, we had a product liability insurance policy, and it cost us $400 a year. In 1986, when I got out of business, our product liability insurance policy was over $45,000. Now, the reason that this is an issue is because if you manufacture in a product in China or in Mexico, a judgment in an American court is not enforceable upon you because you have no assets in the United States. You can only attach assets of a corporation when you want to sue them. Well, if that corporation is manufacturing a product in Mexico or China, there's no attachable asset, so there's no point in bringing a product liability suit against them. And for this reason, the products made in those countries is additionally cheapened because they don't have to buy this insurance, which is very expensive. If you're talking about a volume of about $4 million today, you're talking about over $50,000 a year in product liability insurance. If you were making that product in Mexico, it's zero. So that's another issue to add to the ones that you can talk to your mainstream talk show hosts, who are usually brain-dead twits anyway, you know, and explain to them, you know, what's going on here.
Well, the thing that really, in my eyes, I've been able to share that with people, and they go, yeah, we never thought about it that way. When you take, for instance, the tax base away, what happens is the tax does not go away. What it does is now somebody's got to make up the payment. So that comes back to you and me to make up the payment that's now lost to these big corporations, international corporations that are taking the money. And they're actually, in reality, putting that money in their pocket.
Oh, yes, they sure are. And you know, when you consider that the average Mexican laborer today earns about $1.64 an hour, and the average manufacturing laborer in America is probably today somewhere around $25 an hour, and that you have on labor generally about a 30% overhead, you know, you can see that if the guy is manufacturing in America and he's manufacturing the same product as is being made in Mexico, and he's using essentially the same machinery, which is usually the case, you cannot compete in this country with a guy in Mexico. It's just impossible.
Well, another thing about when you bring in the Mexicans, see that if we ship our corporations down there and we use the Mexicans that way, and then another way we use the Mexicans, we import labor. And what happens is the Mexican comes over here, for instance, and that he'll work for half of what you just stated, $24 or $25 an hour. He brings his family with him, and then you and I subsidize this because we give him Section 8 housing. We give him free medication.
We school his kids.
Stamps. We give him everything. So the government totally subsidizes this Mexican to come over here, which is you and me. The government don't have any money, so we're the ones that are paying it.
And, Gary, the astounding fact is that these costs just for illegals from Central America, just illegals from Central America, cost America in excess of $68 billion a year. That's a lot of money.
And how come the people that we elected into office to protect us and to keep the shields up and to make sure that these things don't happen, and we're paying them, by the way, these congressmen and these senators and these presidents and all these politicians, we pay them. We pay them damn good.
Gary, let me tell you how good we pay them. I'm on Social Security, and I get $1,300 a month. And I worked from the time I was 14. I worked for 37 years to pay in Social Security, every single year, the set full amount. I was self-employed during all that time, so I paid my portion and my employer's portion. I get $1,300 a month. Congress, our Congress, the miserable, rotten crooks that we elected have paid themselves in the last 4 years $14,000 in pay increases. Just this year, in this economy, they gave themselves a $4,100 pay increase. I mean, that people don't just rise up and lynch these bums is, I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand. I don't get it. We have people in Congress that have made so much money in Congress and in the Senate that they're multimillionaires. In fact, I do not believe that there is a single senator in the United States Senate that is not a millionaire. Not one. We have people in Congress who are worth $350 million.
When they went into Congress, they weren't worth a dime.
You're right. They're not worth a dime. But, you know, what can you do? I mean, there we are. People keep, and, you know, this is part of what I was talking about, this polarization. This is a system in which the people are always given two alternatives. And I don't care what the question is. I don't care who's running for office. I don't care what it is. There's always more than two solutions to a problem. But by reducing the issue to two problems, that the people in power can give you two alternatives, and they control both of them, and they win every time.
It's like we have CBS with the morning news, and then on the radio we have Rush Limbaugh. I mean, they're both saying the same thing. You know, one just sounds more liberal than the other, but the other ones, they're both controlled.
We're going to go to break, and if you'll stay with us, Gary, we'll let you have a final comment when we come back, and we encourage others to call in as well. You're listening to Dr. Krieg. That's K-R-E-I-G, Dr. Krieg, on Born on the 4th of July.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Born on the 4th of July, I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's a pleasure to be with you, the listening audience of RBN. We have Gary on in California having a dialogue with Dr. Krieg. We've heard about some books that might help you, so go to the website there, find out about what how it might help you, which book might be of interest to you. There's a range of topics and discussion. I'm the recipient of many books of Dr. Krieg, and they help me to understand what I need to do and try to do something every day. We have a new administration. They need control of the census. They've decided maybe for a while they wouldn't take care of the servicemen, but they kind of backed off from that. We hear a lot of rumbles about the disarmament of the United States citizen and the situation of the Second Amendment being a little bit less strong in this administration. We have heard now and passed in our Congress of last week a extraordinary volunteer legislation that is just far encompassing of our youth and as well as our seniors, an extraordinary bit of legislation. It'll be an interesting thing to see the outcome of that. Is it the preliminary to a brown shirt or black brown shirt activity? Do we sound like Mussolini long ago? A youth to seniors volunteer program. And then we're faced with maybe 12.8 trillion rescuing pledges and so forth. Could that be possible? How does that go along with the gross national product, for heaven's sakes? you just wonder if we will survive. What can we do that will help us survive all this, Dr. Krieg? Do you have some suggestions other than, like you say, maybe we should have a different Congress and different members there? What can we do?
Well, I think the first thing we can do is to vote out every incumbent in every election, be it national, local, state, county, town, vote them all out. That's the only way we're going to get any, make any headway. And then we need to do really drastic changes. And I'm talking about big changes. I mean, we have to have absolute term limits. No more than two terms in any office. I don't care what it is. If it's a mayor or you just have to stop this, because we might have some very, very good congressmen like Ron Paul who have been in there for a long time, but they're a very, very small minority. The problem is that we have created in this nation a class of professional bureaucrats and professional politicians, and no democratically run republic can function under this type of government. It just doesn't work. And let me give you a real good example of this. This is exactly what I mean by this. Barack Obama's Kenyan aunt lost her bid for political asylum 4 years ago. Zainuni Oyagano is 56 years old. She's living in public housing in Massachusetts, in Boston. She was told to, or she was ordered deported 4 years ago. She's still living in public housing today. This just is like, it's symptomatic of what's wrong with our entire country. The courts are paralyzed. The judges are afraid to act. They never do anything, and when they do something, it's in contradiction to what the people want. The politicians pay themselves pay increases every year of between $3,900 and $4,200 a year. Doing research, I came across something absolutely fascinating. When you write a book, you have to do especially the type of books I do, you have to do an awful lot of research, because otherwise, you know, if you don't have something right, the book is worthless. So everything has to be perfect. One of the things that I tried to access about a month ago was the Census Bureau. And I was absolutely astounded. Obama had announced a few days before that the executive branch of the government was going to take over and implement the census. And what I found was that all census information had been removed from the site. In other words, the parameters for graphs like the years and the months and the amounts were up, but all the content in the graphs had been removed. Everything was gone. Then I started to study this further, and the Census Bureau is going to be funded with some astronomical billions of dollars to carry out the next census, and I worked it out. It was $3.15 per citizen. I didn't want to be, you know, too caustic, but I sent a letter to the Department of Censors, and I said I would be glad to undertake the census of my community. I figure I can make an awful lot of money at $3.15 per person, counting them. Boy, I can make a fortune.
Oh, my. Here comes the music. We'll go to break and be right back. Why did it have to go to the executive branch? When we come back, maybe you can help us understand that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
We were speaking of the census when we went to break. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that? You were talking about a $3.15 worth for everyone counted. Was it the costs and the possibility to make more money that a president would want to go against the Constitution and move that authority into the executive branch?
No. No, Barbara Jean, it's a simple solution, but it takes thought. Do you know how congressional districts are created?
Go ahead.
Well, a congressional district is based on population.
Population.
Okay. Now, if you can control the census, you can manipulate the population basis so that your candidates will be in plurality in every congressional district. That's why the executive took over the Census Bureau, so that they can control the population basis and can then control who gets elected.
Wouldn't the Congress say, no, no, don't do that?
Oh, listen. The Congress is too busy debating idiotic issues to really pay attention to what's going on. I mean, if you want to have an entertaining afternoon, some afternoon, and you've got nothing to do, turn on C-SPAN and listen to the absolutely mundane, dumb proposals that are put forward by these representatives to control everything from the length of your toenails to how many haircuts you need. They want to regulate everything. What they should be doing, if they were representing the people, is they should be eliminating 100 laws every month, because we've got hundreds of thousands of laws that are unapplicable, they're no good, they're useless, and they're bad. What they should be doing is removing those laws.
I used to watch C-SPAN just regularly, and I was very impressed with some of the things that were offered there. But when they determined that they could think it was fine for particular members of Congress to be made members of the CFR, and they didn't seem to mind that at all, I thought maybe, or they also used many foundations as news sources wherein they might have a certain topic or element of discussion, but you knew that they also had an agenda as they were discussing it. I decided I didn't need to watch that as faithfully. Did you come up with that same kind of conclusion?
Yeah. Have you ever read the Reese report?
Yes, the Reese report that showed about the foundations.
Exactly. It's very interesting. You know, people don't realize this, but foundations are simply a means for the elites not to pay taxes. And to shift money into things that they want to do or control. You know, it's very, very interesting. The way it works is, let's say that we have Charles Smith, and Mr. Smith is a very wealthy man, and he looks at his taxes, and it's 39% or whatever. He has to pay a lot of taxes, and so he decides. To talk to his accountant about creating a foundation, and accountants, and they discuss it, and they said, okay, let's create a foundation. Now, you know, he says to his accountant, that I'm gay, and I want to support gay issues. So could we set up a foundation that finances gay issues? And his accountant says, I don't see why not. It's not against the law. Sure, you can do that. So he says, well, you know, my partner, Freddie is unemployed at this time. Could the foundation employ him? And he says, of course, the foundation needs a manager. So Charlie Smith says, well, wonderful. Okay, let's give this foundation $500,000 to start with. And let's pay my partner a $40,000 salary for managing the foundation. And Charlie can then make decisions what monies are to go to who out of this foundation. Now, foundation law requires the foundation to give away 10% of its earned income every year. No more, no less, 10%. How would you like a deal? Any of you guys listening, how would you like this deal? You only pay 10% income tax from now on, period. Regardless of how much money you make, that's all you pay, 10%. That's what foundations do. And that's why foundations keep getting bigger and richer and bigger and richer, because they were set up as a vehicle to avoid income taxes. They were set up as a vehicle to give monies to people that you liked in the employ of the foundation, and they were created to fund organizations or issues or whatever out of the 10% that they had to give away. This is how the CFR is funded. That's how the TC is funded, Trilateral Commission. That's how all of these organizations are funded. The largest contributors to the Council on Foreign Relations, for instance, is the Ford Foundation. Unfortunately, the Ford Foundation has absolutely nothing to do with the Ford family anymore. They got so disgusted by the order members who took over the Ford Foundation that they resigned. There isn't a single Ford family member left in the Ford Foundation, but it's got this huge pile of money, and these Illuminists from the order are running it, and they're funding the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, and any other left-wing kooky organization, and it's perfectly legal.
We have Wally in Idaho online. Good afternoon, Wally.
Thank you, Barbara Jean. Mr. Craig.
Yes.
I'm just a dumb American, but you're making me a lot smarter. I appreciate it. I have a question for you.
I doubt that you're dumb because you're listening to this program. You couldn't possibly be dumb.
Well, I'm dumb, but I'm trying to get smarter. You know, under the Constitution, the census is used to draw up the voting districts.
Exactly.
And this 2010 census, they have page after page of personal questions to learn everything about your household and so forth, and it just seems like a big invasion of privacy. And I was wondering, how can we, you know, if you don't answer these questions, you can get a huge fine and imprisonment. And I was wondering, well, how can we get this census back to what it was originally intended for?
Well, you know, the census is being now completely manipulated by the executive branch of the government, but you're quite right. The entire process of the census, even I remember the census that was about 8 years or 8 or 9 years ago. There were an awful lot of very invasive questions. And of course, the issue is that since your name is on the census form, all that information becomes public knowledge. And we know that all federal agencies share information. So you better be doggone careful what you put on there. On the other hand, I can't mention any more strongly than to say that if you don't know the answer to a question, you're certainly not liable. And so if you see a question that you don't like and you put down, well, I don't know that, there's nothing they can do about it. So I think that's probably, Wally, the only chance you got. You know, I know that there are penalties for not filling out the form. You know, so that's what I would do. If you find a question on there that you feel is invasive and is none of their damn business, just put down I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for your interest. As we are on G20 as well as many other topics, do you think they will make great strides at this, I call it, poker game with all these heads of state? Do you think that we will come away with a new global authority over money?
No, I don't think so. There is a huge rift between, I suppose you would call it, the Geithner position of the United States and the position in Europe. I think you also need to understand that the European politicians are much more seasoned and more capable than ours are. And I doubt very much that Obama will come home with anything at all. There might be some platitudes and talking, but I think, you know, action, as the saying goes, actions speak louder than words. And I don't believe very much of anything is going to come out of this G20.
Well, meeting. That would give me comfort, you know.
Me too!
It would. It would seem to me that with the EU having such dire financial problems, a lot of them coming from their initiation of their cap and trade story and all of that, that they would have a hard time selling that that should happen, you know?
Europeans generally, particularly the French, you know, Sarkozy has said that he would walk out if anything Obama wants to do is put on the table. So we already know the French position. And the French position is to regulate the banking and the markets very stringently. And you have to understand that the member states of the EU are almost exclusively socialist. And socialists' philosophy in Europe is that the state or the government must regulate everything from the time you go to do a pee-pee in the toilet to how much you can spend for a haircut. I mean, they A to Z want to control everything. They're real control freaks. And the Geithner position, which is the position of the American financial establishment, is that you throw money at everything and it'll go away. And, of course, neither one of these two ideas are worth a damn. They're just useless. Throwing money at problems never solves a solution. I give you the Department of Education. I give you the Department of Energy. I give you the Department of Housing and Urban Development. We've been throwing money at these agencies since the Carter administration, and none of them have done anything worth anything. And as a matter of fact, they've just wasted money. So throwing money at doesn't solve anything. And over-regulating things doesn't do any good either. What we need is if you want to solve these problems, we need a open and free, moderately regulated market. But we don't have an open market. We don't have a free market. We have a market controlled by the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, who write all of the laws and rules. And they write the laws and rules to up their profit margin.
Well, you know, I keep wondering who, and I call them closet dictators, who are these people that write the bills? Wouldn't you wonder? I was starting out the program today announcing that congressional Democrats released clean energy legislation that establishes a market-based cap and trade. And the name of this, of course, is the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. And it's
just good, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound lovely?
Uh-huh. And it's just in the discussion stages, they say, and we've got the names of these proud Democratic congressmen.
Well, they didn't write it. They had nothing to do with it. The people who write this stuff are the 15,000 lobbyists that spend $3.5 billion a year in Washington. They're the guys who write this stuff.
Well, someone's in some office, you know, just going to town, and I thought this was an interesting comment. They go back and they say that this legislation has four titles, one being clean energy. The next one is energy efficiency. The third is global warming that places limits on emissions of heat trapping pollutants, and the fourth is transitioning. And then there's a note that says, one key issue that discussion draft yet does not address is how to allocate tradable emission allowances that restrict the amount of global warming pollutants emitted by electric utilities, oil companies, and other sources.
Well,
this issue will be addressed through discussions among committee members. And at that, I just raised my hand in the air all here by myself and just thought, oh my gosh. You
well,
know?
Well, listen, Barbara Jean, this is how stupid this whole thing is. The entire CO2 production of the world by man is 4% of the CO2 produced. 30% of the CO2 produced in the world is by termites. Okay? If we wanted to get CO2 production down, it would be a lot more effective to poison termites than it would be to do anything else. However, I want to make sure that you understand if you eliminate CO2 production, we'll all die.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Welcome back to the final segment. Dr. Krieg, you know, it just almost makes me laugh, but I know it's very, very serious. But there are folks writing this story about allocating tradable emission allowances. You know, how on earth do they project that some great body somewhere with all the technology in the world can tap in and say, okay, I'm going to exchange these trades. We're going to have all this money and then we're going to send it back and all of that story. I can just see graft and greed and terrible misuse. And in the meantime, industry at a halt. And yet, this is what they're pushing for us.
Careful what you say, Barbara Jean. Remember that Ozone Al Gore is one of the guys who runs one of these huge carbon trading companies that has offices in New York and London. And the way this works, I'm from what I've read, is that if you produce a lot of carbon emissions, you could go to somebody who's in a different industry and doesn't produce as many carbon emissions, and you can buy credits from him to apply to your output. It's bizarre. It's just plain stupid. You know, if man was actually the cause of what they claim to be global warming, which doesn't exist. It's just a bunch of garbage. You know, Barbara Jean, a very quick note. About 3 weeks ago, a guy, a British gentleman, who is on the South Pole, issued this huge report. It was on the BBC. And it was the imminent collapse of the entire world. The world as we know it was going to be over, because he said that the sea levels in the world were rising at the rate of 1 millimeter a year. Okay? I defy anyone listening, call your neighbors, call your grandmother, call whoever you like, call the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, to produce an instrument that can measure a 1 millimeter rise in the sea level. It is impossible. It cannot be done. No such instrument exists. The guy's a liar. Okay? But this guy projected on that. Then he said that would mean that in 100 years, the sea level would rise 1 meter. Excuse me. The sea level rise or fall is predicated on solar energy. Solar energy is the cause of the variance in climatic changes that we have in the world. It is not man. It is not CO2 production. Man has virtually zero input into the variance of a global temperature. It's just all bull. That's all it is a big load of bull. And if you don't believe me, you can get the letter that was written to Ban Ki-moon by over 100 atmospheric scientists telling him that it was all bull and we shouldn't waste our time on it.
Dr. Adrian Krieg, will you come back again on Born on the 4th of July?
Absolutely, Barbara Jean, for you, anytime at all.
Okay, we had a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
With recent internet